have you ever seen anyone walk into a room and maybe they're super fit or confident or stylish, and instead of admiring them, you hear that little voice that says, "Ugh, I'll never be like them," or "I'll never look that good. Why can't I be as beautiful or glamorous or popular as they are?" That's jealousy, right? It's so easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others. Most of us respond to jealousy by either shaming ourselves, like, "What's wrong with me for being so petty?" Or by resenting the other person. She's probably fake anyway. But those reactions are just defense mechanisms. They protect us from vulnerability. Because the truth is, comparison makes us feel like we're not enough. Not rich enough, not loved enough, not safe enough, not good enough. But here's the key. Jealousy isn't just a bad feeling, it's a signal and it's an opportunity. Jealousy is like an arrow pointing to something that matters to you. It tells us about the parts of ourselves that feel unseen, unworthy, or unloved, and about the things that we deeply desire. Jealousy is just information. It's a messenger. And if we can stop judging it, we can start learning from it. Once you notice that you're comparing yourself to others, you're going to ask yourself these three questions. What am I really jealous of? It could be that this person has it easy, or they seem so popular, or they have such good people skills. But when I really ask myself what it is, I know that it's confidence. Okay, so the second question is, what do they have that I don't? And I would say, oh, they feel free to say what they want. They act self-assured. And then the third question is, what is the feeling I would experience if I were more like them? So you might have to imagine yourself in their shoes. In my case, I would imagine that if I felt more confident, I would not worry so much about every social situation. I would be able to relax more around other people and feel safe being myself. Okay, so when you can imagine how it feels to be her, you can go deeper and ask, what is it that I really want? Because when we unpack jealousy, usually we find that it's not the body we want. It's the feeling that we imagine that comes with it. So that's safety, power, lovability, freedom, confidence. So what if we get curious about our jealousy instead of being ashamed of it? When we do that, we discover that it's pointing to the things we really care about, our deepest desires and values. When you can notice jealousy and ask it to teach you, you stop fighting yourself or other people. You stop living in comparison and you start lining your life up with the rich and meaningful life that you truly value. At your core, you are not superficial or competitive. In fact, you have a lot to offer the people around you and the world around you, and you're gonna take action to make the world a better place.